Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104, and I'm joined by Lyra. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very, very good. So 2024 is looking rather busy for you. You have a brand new single out to begin everything, Chess.
Mm-hmm. One of my faves, and she's out in the world.
She has been performed at certain events before, hasn't she? So some people will have already heard it.
Yeah, I actually like had to as well. Like, not only did I want this one to be the first song of the album, but I think I had to because I would have probably been killed in Ireland because anytime anyone hears the song, I get so many messages being like, where is this song? Where can I find it? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, it's not out yet. I'm just testing the waters. And they're like, well, bring it out, which is so nice that people are like that interested in it after like one hearing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she has had an outing before, but now she's out.
Amazing. Because obviously you can't hold it back too long from people because they'll keep at you, won't they?
Exactly. And I have to give them what they want. They've been 100%. Loyal fans for a long time now. I'm like, give the people what they want and they want Chess.
And it's the first release of your upcoming album, which is out on 26th of April. You announced that the other day. How exciting is it to have a date for it?
It's very surreal because like this album has been in process for a very long time, as I'm sure everyone will know. You know, I remember a couple of years ago before we all went into COVID, talking to people about my album coming out during the year, which obviously got postponed. So now I actually have a date. It's actually happening. It's actually finished. It's actually better than it would have been if I put it out at that point. And I'm so, so happy.
That must be a really nice feeling because you probably would have been happy when you put it out then, but to have that a little extra time on it.
Exactly. Like I would have been happy because I wouldn't have been none the wiser. But yeah. Like, I suppose that I got some time and, you know, life kind of got taken away from all of us for a very long time there. And, you know, music, which is the only thing that really keeps me going, got taken away from me. And it kind of made me really appreciate it a bit more and kind of make me let loose a bit more, you know, not be so strict on myself and, you know, have fun with my music and try out new things and be a bit dangerous, go on the wild side. And I feel like I wouldn't have got this album sounding like this if I hadn't been through that. So it's great. And, you know, there is a song on the album that I went up to the studio to re-record a song for the album. And I just wrote this in like half an hour and I fell in love with it. And I was like, she has to be on the album. So, you know, things are meant to be.
100%. And you talk about being wild and giving yourself permission to be wild. You do that in your live performances as well.
Oh, by God, I bloody do. I nearly have to get a chiropractor on bloody tap on tour. I'm like, my neck, my back, my arse, everything's absolutely broken. Someone help me. I think I just love being on stage and I love performing. But I think what I love most is like when I come out on stage and I see everybody, like I get such a feeling of like love and acceptance and like everyone has my back and I'm not scared anymore to be who I am, which is a little weirdo. And it's just, I get to let loose and I just kind of just lose myself, to be quite honest with you. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with any performance. I, you know, it's not that I have scheduled routines. It's just however I'm kind of feeling in that moment. And normally it's great, so I go a bit wild.
Did it take time to get comfortable being that person or being you?
Yeah, absolutely. It took a bloody long time. It took so long. I didn't just wake up in the morning and be like, oh, you know, I'm just going to live by my own rules and I'm just my own free spirit. Like, no. Like, it took a lot of, you know, breaking myself, being broken by other things and other people and being put down a lot and being told that I wasn't good enough and being told that I never would make it and being told to give up and being told all these negative things in order to, you know, I suppose finally break, like, and decide there's only one way now. I'm so broken, I either give up or I need to build myself back up and do it my way. And that's what I done. And it took me a long time. And I still feel like I'm still not 110% there. There's still things that I do need to work on. You know, I still very much, you know, doubt myself sometimes and compare myself to other things sometimes, which I'm really trying to stop doing. But compared to where I was, I'm so much better. And I do feel like I get up on stage and I do feel like I enter a room and I don't have, I suppose, as much insecurities as I did. And I feel like I've worked hard enough to kind of own my place now where I am. I don't have that kind of, what's that thing that people call it? Like, what is it called? And, you know, you kind of don't feel like you belong somewhere. It's kind of like this thing.
Yeah,
I feel like now I finally do belong where I've got myself to. So
yeah, and sometimes you need to push through that because people are always going to find the negative. They're always going to try and find something that doesn't suit them. So you do kind of have to be able to be like, hang on, you're actually wrong and really wrong and I'm actually amazing and let's go do this.
Yeah, and you know what I've learned actually from my dad, which is so true, and it's so simple, but like I never really thought it's like, not everyone is going to like me. Not everyone is going to like my music. Not everyone's going to like the way I speak or not everyone's going to like, you know, the way I dance on stage. And I suppose it took me ages to accept that and be like, okay, that's fine. It's like, we all have opinions and we're allowed to have them. So, you know, they're allowed to have their opinions and don't let it get you down. Because before, if somebody said, geez, you all look like you're having an electric shock on stage, I'd be mortified. And I'd be like, oh my God. But now I'm just like, that's okay. That's what you think. I'm okay with that.
And I'm enjoying it and I'm having fun. Yeah. And you're also going to be doing 22 dates on tour.
I know, yeah. I'm going to be found bloody dead in the bush after that. And I'm like, if I have to wear a pair of heels again and some latex, I might cry. Yeah, it's going to be great though. It's going to be like, you know, I suppose being from Cork, I'm going into the Cork Opera House is massive for me and like massive for my family. And my dad is just so proud that I finally got to the Opera House. Like he turns around to me every day and he's like, baby, even if you just get this far, you've got so far and you should be so happy. And I am.
Oh,
and
amazing.
I'm thrilled that I got to do two nights there. You know, when the first night sold out so fast, they were like, oh, we're putting in the second date. I was like, oh, Jesus, there'll only be about 10 people there. And that one's after selling out as well. So
amazing.
It's lovely. It's such a lovely feeling that people want to come and see me while I do.
Yeah, and you're also going to be in Dublin for two nights. You've added an extra date, the 24th of February. You're also there the 15th of March. That's completely sold out. So we can't get enough of you at the moment.
I know, yeah. I find it a bit mad because, like, the album's not out yet and... I can't wait for it to be out because I feel like people will like really, really understand me and who I am. So it's great that I've, you know, such amazing following already. It's kind of like, I don't know, kind of a pinch me moment. I was talking to my label about it a couple of days ago and they were like, you know, you've sold so many tickets and your album isn't even out. It does actually equate to the O2 in London. And I was like, no, it doesn't. They're like, yeah, it does. And they're like, and your album isn't out. You should be proud of yourself. And it's nice to hear stuff like that because I suppose as an artist, you never think of things like that. You always think of like, I suppose the negatives in a way.
So also you're probably always kind of working forward too, probably.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, if you're not making the album, you're like designing the album or, you know, then you're getting ready to go on tour and you have to do like your lighting plan, your stage plan and the outfits, of course. And you're always on the go. So you kind of clock off for a while. So it's nice to kind of be back to reality and be like, no, actually, you're doing good. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Great.
We also must mention, actually, because you mentioned your fans and how on board they are with everything. They also put up petitions to get you to do Eurovision.
It's super, super cute. I love it to death. It's like such an honour that people are like, please do Eurovision. And I'm like, oh my God, you're melting my heart. And, you know, I have been asked a few years now, I have been asked if I would considerate. And, you know, I've always said, and I've always been open, like, I would definitely write a song for Eurovision. Mm-hmm. I would love to do that. I'd love to be involved in, like, you know, selecting somebody, or, like, you know, mentoring somebody, or, like, going through things. But at the moment, for me, I suppose I've taken so long to get Lyra out of the album that I really want to give her her true chance that she deserves, mm-hmm. after all these years, and let her have the limelight rather than, you know, venture off to do something else at the moment. I think that's kind of where my head is at.
Absolutely. You're super busy this year with your 22 dates tour and your new album that's coming out and the brand new single Chess that's out at the moment. So, you know, I think we can allow you this one, to be fair.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
If people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, where's the best place to catch you?
So I actually do have a website, so weird, lyra.ie. I do everything on the gram or like Facebook. So you know what? Anything that needs sharing or people want to know, I'm always there. If you want to DM me or ask me, or I always flake things up anyway. So I'm sure you'll be told there.
Amazing. Lyra, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much. It's always great. And thanks for the support. It does mean so much, by the way. It really does.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.